My message this morning came from various conversations with various people. My husband and I meet with people and from the congregation, and we hear their hearts and their concerns. And what I keep hearing for the last while is, does God still speak? I meet with people and they just show concern that, would God speak to me? And if he's speaking, why am I not understanding? Would he speak to me in a language that I understand? And you know, a lot of us have walked with the Lord for many years, and at some point in our lives, we might have heard quite clearly God speaking. But then something also happens maybe, and then we stop hearing. But I've, you know, often heard these questions, and it's with such joy in my heart that can I say, thank God, yes, he does speak. Yes, he speaks to us in a way that we do understand. And he speaks to us. You know, some of us might say, does he speak to the way he did to Mary or Elijah or Moses? And I can tell you now that he speaks to us even more clearly these days because of what we're going to share. So this is where this came from. And then I was reading this story on the internet, and it just really just clicked in my heart. So if you'll just bear with me, I'm going to read it. It's Sandy Gregory's story of the remote employee. Okay, can you all understand English? Okay, good. Because there's no way I can translate. Okay, I want you to use your imagination. If you need to close your eyes, you can. Okay, so imagine you are hired to open an office in Anchorage, Alaska. Very cold. Your new boss gives you a high-tech looking two-way radio. Do you all know what a two-way radio looks like? It was before cell phones and places where there's no signal. Two-way radios, walkie-talkies. Do you all know what those are? Hello? Anyone? Okay, good. So he gives you this two-way radio and a policy and procedure manual. And he tells you that you will receive instructions once you arrive. So off you go. Upon arrival, you hear your boss's voice over the radio saying, I will communicate to you through this radio unit. But take note, our competitors, our enemies, also have access to this channel. They will try to impersonate my voice with false messages to thwart our purposes. Oh no, you panic. Then how will I know if it is you or the enemy giving me the instructions? Your boss's voice comes back over the radio. Three ways. First, considering the situation, check every message supposedly from me against the policy and procedure manual. Since I wrote it, I'm not likely to ask you to violate it, right? Also, if I'm not talking, don't focus in on the noise. Pretending that I am. If I'm not speaking, let the manual be your guide. Don't let any impersonating voice mislead you or your own overactive imagination. Are you guys seeing where this is going? Okay. Second, since the manual does not cover every situation, you will have to get to know my voice. I know this will take time, so I'm not likely to ask you to do anything radical until we both have some low-risk success under our belts. Remember, I understand the situation perfectly well, so I'll go slow at first. A time will come when I will be able to tell you to do the wildest things, and you will know it is me. In the short term, you must be trained through low-risk experience. Third, over time, my overall purpose for your work will begin to come into focus. You will begin to see the grand strategy in the policy and procedure manual and overall pattern of my true instructions. When this happens, you'll know instantly if what you hear through your unit is of me, just your imagination, or your enemy misinformation. False instruction will begin to appear silly to you then, so take heart and get to work. So you get to work. After reflecting on this for a few minutes, you hear your boss's voice over the radio unit. Take all the money from petty cash and give it to the next person who walks in. No questions asked. You look in the policy procedure manual, and this is specifically forbidden. Besides, you know your boss wouldn't tell you to do something that risky right off. And also, there was a certain twang to the voice, an appeal to something different within you, and a plan that was not in the long-term interests of the company. So, even though you are on hostile channel, you are beginning to have hope that you can indeed do this job. Hello, everyone with me? Did you get that? That's a pretty good story, don't you think? I think to me, it gave me a direction. Hearing from people what I was hearing, and then I read this, I knew the Lord was actually directing me in a certain direction. So the title of my sermon is Hearing God, and it's a short word, but I really believe it's a word for now. I believe that it's something as a church we struggle with, and we allow the enemy to confuse us. So it's a word of encouragement to let you know that even in this day and age, your Father very much wants to direct you. The communication with God is a two-way communication. It's not just a one-way communication. We're talking about hearing God and speaking to God. But most of us spend a lot of time speaking to God and very little time hearing from God. Now, this is, as I said, a very short sermon, a short word of encouragement. If, though, you want a much more in-depth word, Lucille May recently, it's quite a few months ago, spoke on a sermon, I believe. I haven't heard it, but I believe it's really good. It's on the internet. You can download it. It's more in-depth on how to learn to hear God's voice. That is, if you've never heard God's voice and you want to hear God's voice. I'd like you, if you've got your Bibles, to turn with me to John 16:13. We do have it up on the presentation. So, for those of you that might not understand or know, we believe in a Godhead, right? And there's a very important person, third person of the Godhead, that is so often misunderstood. See, the enemy has been very clever in making him to be out quite a scary aspect of the Godhead. And I'm speaking of the Holy Spirit. Okay. The Holy Spirit is a person. I could go on in a very in-depth teaching about the Holy Spirit. But I'm not here to, I would like to just talk to you about how important it is to have, to know the Holy Spirit, to walk with the Holy Spirit in hearing from God. Okay. And the scripture in John 16:13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and will tell you of things to come. See, the Holy Spirit is the part of the Godhead that allows you to know your Father. You see, it's not good enough to know of God, to know that God exists, that he's out there, and that he does speak to some people. The Holy Spirit is the one that will introduce you to your Father. The Holy Spirit is the one, that person that will take you. And the Bible says he shows us the Son and he shows us the Father. Just as Jesus said, everything I've got to tell you, the Father gave to me. So the Holy Spirit is here now. He came to give to us everything that is the Son's. So the importance of hearing from God is this. This is the key. You know, when I was preparing the sermon, as I said, you know, I was hearing various people and I was seeking the Lord, but he did something so amazing. I don't know about you guys, but I don't often get to go to that quiet place anymore. Life becomes quite busy. But what he did for me is he took me to the quiet place, okay? And in that place, he took me and we danced. And in that place, I just sat in his presence and he started to show me what my Father had in mind. He started to show me what my Father had on his heart for us. So My encouragement to you this morning is if you want to hear from God, this is the starting point. Without knowing the Holy Spirit as a person, without allowing Him and asking Him to come in and teach you the things of your Father, it's going to be very difficult always to hear His voice. Actually, I think impossible. But I've got three very practical points, which I'm just going to run through, which come from that story on how to go about hearing your Father's voice. Are you guys with me? Amen. Okay, so our first is, going back to our story, our chap in Alaska, he's there, he's called, but he's there to help us, okay? So we're going to hear his story this morning. He said, check every message against the user manual. Okay, can I just use that user manual quickly? This is our user manual. For anyone that didn't figure that out, this is our user manual. Okay, our Savior, our God, wrote everything in this user manual for us. So he says, check everything in the user manual. Psalm 119:104-5 says, the word is a lamp to your feet, a light to your path. Amen. So he says, first check everything with the user manual. See, the Holy Spirit teaches us. He teaches us how to study the Bible and how to hear God better. He introduces us to the author of the word. He is called the Spirit of Truth. He always points us in the right direction. He builds truthfulness into the depths of our personalities. The Bible is God's word to us when He reveals Himself in His plans to us as humanity. So this is the first stepping point. We become like Him when we spend time with Him in the Word. Okay, but we go one step further, which is the second point. Get to know His voice. Knowing God's voice in amongst the noise that is in this world, in amongst, you know, often we get very confused. We're like, God, is that you? Is that me? Is that the neighbor? Is that the society? Getting to know God's voice. You know, Abraham was called a man of faith. And he knew God's voice. He spent much time with God. It's about going to that quiet place. 2 Chronicles 20:7. Abraham was called a friend of God. If you go and read it, it actually tells you that Abraham knew God so well that he recognized His shadow. This is what we're called to. It's spending time with God. You know, in this world, we don't actually allocate the time that, I think it's Billy Graham or someone that said, if you could do anything differently, what would you do? He says, I would spend more time in the Word and more time in prayer. It's like how can I illustrate it to you? It's like knowing His voice so well, like when a friend phones you and you pick up the phone, you don't have to ask who it is. It's like my husband phones me. Hello, who's this? I don't think he's going to be very impressed with me. I don't know about you, but you know the voice of the person closest to you. It's like that. It's like knowing God's voice, knowing that still small voice, recognizing it. Okay, and that comes from spending time. You know, Jesus often left the crowd. He often left people and went into a quiet place. Even though He knew His Father, you know, there's a scripture. Let me just find it. John 12:28-30. It's for my next point, but I just want to bring it up here. He says, now my soul, this is Jesus speaking. He's in that Garden of Gethsemane. It's the most, the scripture brings me to tears, but I want you to read. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very hour I came. Father, bring glory to your name. Then a voice spoke from heaven saying, I have already brought glory to my name and I will do so again. When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken. Then Jesus told them, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. You see, Jesus knew His Father's voice pretty well. Would you agree? He didn't need to hear that voice, but He often went away from the crowd and sought the Lord. And that's what we're supposed to do. He says in His word, be still and know that I am God. So in the first one is knowing the word, and it's spending time in the word, feeding on the word, growing an understanding of God's instruction to us. But the second is spending time in hearing His voice, not just talking, talking, and I know my husband can tell you I'm a chatter. My little niece calls me Auntie Chat. My name's Kat, okay? But that's so appropriate because I'm a chatter, and so hard I find sometimes to just be still and know God's voice. But guys, that's what we're called to do. Be still and know God's voice. Be still and listen. Okay. And then this third part of the application. So to recap, he says, know your manual, know his voice, and the third bit, know his overall purpose. You see, and this is where both of those two parts play, and that's where the scripture brings us again, knowing and understanding God's purpose. And again, comes from time spent with him, experience of him. How often, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I know God doesn't often give me the whole picture. Actually, he never gives me the whole picture. He often just gives me like the next two steps. Okay, and that's usually understanding God's ways. But isn't it so amazing when you do see his plans unveiled? Isn't it so exciting when you actually start to understand the way he works? It's very exciting. So just reading that scripture again, Jesus is saying, now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. This is our purpose, to bring glory to God. This is our purpose. God knows when we need a sure word, and that's why he gives this word to them about, he gives that audible voice, but Jesus didn't need that audible voice to understand. Jesus sought to fulfill God's purpose. He knew why he was there. And as we grow in our relationship with the Holy Spirit, we start to understand the things he shows us and the purposes of God. He says, Father, bring glory to your name. At the conference, I don't know if any of you were at the Shofar conference. It was very blessed. But Dr. Becker gave this quote. He says, our chief purpose is to give glory to God and enjoy it forever. And that just resounded with my heart. That is our chief purpose. But it's the question is how? The question is, how do we bring glory to God? And guys, I honestly believe this is a key to hearing from God. You see, we all run around wanting to hear from God. Can I see a show of hands if you want to tell me who wants to hear God? Okay. Okay, the rest of you will pray for you afterwards. But those of you that want to hear God, we all want to hear God. But you see, now this is the thing. Okay. How do we bring glory to God? Isaiah 30:21 says, your ear will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left. Okay. Hearing and obeying the voice of God glorifies him. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God wants us to know the grace of yielding. Now, guys, this is the hard part. It's the blessed part, but it's the hard part. It's the sure part. How many times do you know that you've done this yourselves? God, talk to me. I want to hear. And he does. And then you like get busy doing something else. I've got this illustration. I'm jumping all over the place, so if I hope you're with me. there's this illustration I read. It's just so classic. Okay, it says, imagine your own son coming to you. I'm going to read this as well because it's just so well written. Imagine your own son, so we'll say it's Leonardo. Okay, so he's come to you in great earnestness saying, Father, please speak to me. What would you have me do? And you respond, I would like you to clean your room. Thrilled at the sound of your voice, the child goes off elated, but does not clean the room. Later, he approaches again. Father, please disclose your will to your humble child. You tell him again, go clean your room. Pleased, he withdraws himself again, but does not do what you asked. Yet again, your son comes to you. Oh, great Father, I long to do your bidding. Grant me favor of your wisdom and direction. What would you do at this point? Perhaps a stare would suffice. What does God do when we play this game with him? How amazing is that illustration? And that's what it is. It's like, you know, we want to hear God's voice, and often we do, but what do we do with it? And you know, it's much more profound than that, because when we think about the people of old, Elijah, Moses, Mary, they were very normal people, okay? And they definitely heard God, but he prepared them. There was a period of preparation. You see, each and every one of them was willing to count the cost of obedience. Each and every one of them knew that it would cost them to hear God's voice. And that's the challenge this morning, I believe. Hearing God's voice is a must to our relationship with God. Guys, I tell you, Jesus Christ came for us to have relationship with him. He came to take away all the shame that was put on us. And I really do believe lately, I don't know if it's happening with you guys here, in Franschhoek for the last, I'd say, week, we have two sets of intercession, and in both sets of intercession, the same thing came out, and it's shame. There's shame on the church. There's shame on the bride. And God wants to remove that shame, but the blood of Jesus came and did that. You know, by his death and resurrection, he came and he removed that shame. He removed every bit of it. And he said, my bride, come and dance with me. The Bible says we dance. We're in step with the Spirit, hearing him. The Bible also says we are led by his eye. Okay, so hearing God is our birthright. Through what Jesus Christ did on the cross, that is our birthright. Okay, but what we do with that is up to us. Hearing God and obeying brings glory to God, and that is our purpose, guys. That is what we're called to. We are called to bring glory to God. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Sorry, the prison. Yeah, thanks for keeping up on it. We're going a bit all over the place. But it says, do what it says. The Lord says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See, just hearing God's voice is not good enough. That's a sheep being lost out there. It's hearing the voice and following. It's being a follower. When you follow Christ, he says, they asked him, he says, he has no place to lay his head. He says he has his life, he counted the cost. He says he counted it joy to go to the cross. Okay, that is the cost. But he says, follow me. But it's a joyous thing. Don't look at me like that. It's a joyous thing. To hear and know the voice of God is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's to go into that quiet place. To know your Father is with you. To know that he directs you. To know that he watches over you, that he has every step of the way planned for you, is a place of beauty and peace. That is our promise. That is our birthright. That is what it is to hear the voice of God, to have the security of knowing your Father has you every step of the way. So you bring glory to God by doing what he says. This morning, that is my message. It's actually a short message of encouragement. I want to encourage you this morning that if you're not hearing the voice of God, there's a prayer I'd like to pray. I'd like us to all stand. Could you just join me? So if there's anyone here that is not hearing God, if there's anyone here that has walked with God all your lives, and maybe there was a time that you heard his voice, maybe there was a time that you walked with the Holy Spirit, if there's anyone here that has not met the Holy Spirit as a person, guys, I can guarantee, you know, we've said this so often, a Christian walk is not a hard life. It's impossible. It's not hard to do what it says in this word. It's impossible, except for the Holy Spirit. If he is in you and with you, all things are possible. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. So this morning, I'd like to just start by praying a prayer for all of us. And I really hope that you can pray this with me and I encourage you to earnestly seek to hear the voice of God. If you're not hearing God's voice, I encourage you to earnestly seek it. Go into that quiet place. When you leave here, don't waste time. Go and seek a quiet place and go and spend time with the Holy Spirit. So I'd like to start by praying this prayer. And then if there's anyone, I'm going to dismiss you. And if there's anyone here that wants to be ministered to, if there's anyone here that does not know Jesus Christ even as your personal Savior, then please, I encourage you, do not leave this place today. Just come up and we will pray for you and believe with you. But don't leave, all right? So if you're by your heads. If you'll pray with this with me. Dear Lord, I want to hear your voice and learn your ways. Be my teacher and guide. I want to know you and be a disciple of Christ Jesus and have communion with you. I want to hear you and I want to have more faith. And I want to obey what you tell me. Help me to be your servant and to listen. Amen. Lord, I just pray for this congregation, Lord God, today. Father, I thank you that you are very much here. I thank you that by your Holy Spirit, that Lord, that you bring conviction of your word, Lord God, that you would direct us, Lord God, into all truth. Lord, I thank you that you will make yourself known to each and every person here that asks, Lord. Your word says, ask and you will find. Seek after me. Lord, as the deer panteth for the water, so we pant for you, Lord God. Our hearts cry out to you this morning, Lord. Lord, we want to know you. We want to know you, Lord. We want to walk in step with your spirit, Lord. Lord, we don't want to walk through this life pretending with religious intentions, God, and get it wrong. And then, Lord, come face to face to you one day and you say, I did not know you. Mighty God, we want to be known by you as we want to know you. We want to know your voice, my Lord. We want to know you more intimately than we know our best friends or our husbands or wives, Lord. So, blessed Holy Spirit, I thank you that as you move amongst us this morning, that we will hear your voice, Lord, calling unto us, calling and beckoning, Lord. And Lord, if there's anyone in this room today, Lord God, that does not know you, I pray that you stir conviction in their heart right now, Lord, that you would tug at their hearts and that they would break down, God, and admit that they can't live without you. Lord, there is none like you. In closing, I just want to bring a song of worship and bless you as you go. Celebrate with your families. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for the privilege of sharing this word. I just encourage you to spend this time in this song. You know, it's the Holy Spirit who's going to do the work in your lives, in your heart. And if you are wanting to hear his voice, bring it to him. Sing this to him. Thank you very much.